open with hymn number 300. Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us now draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner,
confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. God of Israel, deliver us out of all our troubles. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Sunday in Lent is found in the 33rd chapter of Exodus, the 17th through the 23rd verse. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, Please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. And the Lord said, Here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Here ends the Old Testament lesson. The epistle is found in the third chapter of 1 Peter, the 18th through the 22nd verse. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. This, there is also an antitype, which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Here ends the epistle lesson. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. The Holy Gospel for this day is found in the 15th chapter of Matthew, the 21st through the 28th verse. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Here ends the gospel. Dearly beloved, in bringing this child to baptism, you are observing the will of the Lord who commanded baptism, saying in the last chapter of Matthew, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We should indeed value the sacrament highly, particularly since it is the only means of grace God has given us for little children. Little children, though seemingly innocent, are by birth and nature sinful, and without forgiveness would be lost forever. We know that God gave His Son into death to atone for the sins of all, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But since little children are as yet unable to understand the gospel, faith cannot be worked in them by telling them of Christ. We can never sufficiently thank God, therefore, that He has made baptism a means whereby He works in little children with His divine grace, turning their hearts to faith, cleansing away their sins, and receiving them into His kingdom. The simple act of baptism has such wonderful power because the Almighty God Himself works in it through His Word. Baptism is not simple water only, but it is the water comprehended in God's command and connected with God's Word. The divine Word makes baptism what Paul calls it in Titus chapter 3, the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. For this reason, Christ says in the last chapter of Mark, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." It is meet and right, therefore, that we should here in the sight of God administer this blessed sacrament in the fear of God with due reverence and with sincere devotion. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon the forehead and upon the breast, in token that you have been redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Hear the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, which says, "And they brought young children to Jesus, that He should teach them. And His disciples rebuked those that brought Him, that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased, and said to them, 'Suffer the little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein.' And He took them up in His arms, put His hands upon them, and blessed them." In order to ask this blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ upon this child, let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, whose promises are unto us and unto our children, we heartily beseech Thee to look upon this child with Thy tender mercy, and to renew him by Thy Holy Spirit in the sacrament of baptism, that he may be Thy child and an heir of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve Thy coming in and Thy going out from this time forth, even forevermore. Let us now confess our Christian faith, into which this child is to be baptized, in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Daniel Nathan Houck, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten you again of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto everlasting life. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Let us pray. We thank thee, gracious Father, that thou hast received this child through holy baptism into the covenant and kingdom of thy grace, in which we have forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. Grant, we beseech thee, that being buried with Christ in baptism, he may be dead unto sin and made alive unto righteousness, that in the end, together with his parents and all saints, he may obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with singing hymn 302. Mercy and peace be multiplied unto you in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is found in the 6th chapter of Romans, the 1st through the 11th verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died, He died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here ends our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are thy words. Comfort us with the firm assurance which was given to us in baptism, that our old man of sin is dead, and in newness of life we walk through Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Christian friends, water preserves life, and water can take life away. Without it, we would all die of dehydration, but if we are buried in it, we drown. Water can rescue, and water can destroy. It can put out fires, but it can also cause floods that take away property and lives. Water can carry healing medicine or deadly poison. Sometimes, water can bring death and life at the same time. With water, God destroyed the old world because of the great sinfulness of man. But with those same waters, he saved Noah and his family. By water, Israel escaped from the clutches of their Egyptian taskmasters through the waters of the Red Sea. But those same waters destroyed the Pharaoh and his army. If we consider all the things that water can do and remember the ways which God has used it in the past, we should not be at all surprised that he has ordained that it is by water and the Spirit that a man be born again and enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus instituted baptism, and he ordained that it is by this means that a man should be born again and be made a disciple of Jesus. We have gladly obeyed this command of our Lord as we baptize Daniel Nathan Hout, and we look forward to bringing our children yet unborn to baptism, because our Lord Jesus has attached such wonderful promises to these waters. Baptism is a water of death and a water of life. The death and life that water brings to the physical world is therefore mirrored in what baptism does in our spirits. For these waters are death to our old man of sin, but they are life as we are born again by the Word and Spirit of God. We are buried with Christ through baptism into death, so that just as Christ died and was raised from the dead, so too in baptism we die unto sin, and we live unto God. In our Lutheran Catechism, we ask the question, how can water do such great things? We ask the question because the things which the Word of God ascribes to water are truly tremendous. Here are just a few of the promises which God declares concerning baptism. In our epistle lesson, after having mentioned how water saved Noah and his family, Peter says there is also an antitype, a corresponding thing, which now saves us. Baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Imagine that. Baptism is not just getting you wet or washing your body. It does what no human work is able to do. It cleanses the conscience from all guilt. For where sin is washed away, there is no longer any reason to have guilt. Baptism does indeed wash away sin. Even as Paul declared in Acts 22, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Well, Paul was clearly a Lutheran, for he speaks of baptism exactly the same way that we speak of it. Never mind how irrational it might seem, for it is God's word and not man's fancy that calls this a water of life. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. New birth, new life. What remarkable power Jesus ascribes to baptism, the new birth by water and the Spirit of God. How is it that water can accomplish all of this? Ephesians 5:25 and following answers. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. This water washes by the word, and thereby makes the church of God glorious. No spots or wrinkles or warts. So thorough is the water of baptism, God's own word declares that every vestige of sin is gone. Oh, surely more than just a baby getting wet is happening in baptism. Well, as much as people might scoff at what the scriptures themselves ascribe to baptism and think that we Lutherans praise baptism too highly, I dare say that no one praises baptism more highly than God himself. But what about faith? Isn't faith necessary for salvation? Indeed it is. Peter declares, therefore, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Our children also are to receive this baptism, and with it they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means they receive faith. For how can they have the Holy Spirit without faith? It is the gift of the Holy Spirit that is theirs in baptism, and therefore the gift of faith to believe in Jesus Christ is most certainly also there. Therefore, baptism saves little children the same way it saves adults. Not by some work that they have performed, but by faith. Baptism saves no differently than every form of the gospel, by faith in the promise of salvation in Jesus Christ. We have just learned from God's own word the answer to the question, therefore, how can water do such great things? It is not the water that does it. It is the word of God which is with the water, and it is faith which trusts that word of God. Without God's word, those waters indeed do nothing but get you wet. But with God's word, they kill the old man of sin, and they grant you life and salvation. Because God's word has that power. It kills and heals at the same time. And so baptism is indeed a water of death and a water of life. For in baptism, we are joined to the body of Jesus. We take part in his death and in his resurrection. As often as we speak of the new life in baptism, there is also that death which we might not want to think about. But without the death of our sinful nature, there is no new life for our spirit. They go hand in hand. You cannot be raised from the dead in Christ unless you first die with him. Therefore, make no mistake. You who are baptized are dead to sin. And if you are dead to sin, how can you continue to live in it? Would you like to be a walking corpse? Certainly not. Your old sinful nature was nailed to the cross with Jesus. He died for your sins once for all time. And by baptism, you died with him. It is very good that the New King James here translates the phrase, we are buried with him through baptism into death, rather than by baptism. Luther's German Bible also says through, and so does the Greek. There can be no mistaking what this means. Baptism is not something that we do alongside of being buried with Christ. It is the very means by which this is accomplished. I want you to note this point carefully because our Lord Jesus was very wise and gracious in making baptism not only the sign of our salvation, but the very means by which it has been applied to us. Think of all the times in your life when you failed to live as a Christian. Think of all your cursing and swearing when no one was around to hear you. Think of the things you have seen or done in private or secret that you would be ashamed to admit. You did these things knowing full well that they are wrong and that you had no excuse. You knew of the sufferings of Jesus, as we can hardly fail to notice during Lent. Yet you made light of his suffering and added to it with your callous thoughts and works. An unbeliever might have an excuse because all he has, after all, is his faulty conscience to guide him. But you had the Word of God, so you knew better. What hope is there for you? Maybe in spite of all that God offers you in the gospel, your heart is just too stubborn or hard to truly believe and be born again. And even though the Word of God bids you to repent and believe in Jesus Christ and be forgiven, how can you claim to have repented when you willingly commit your secret sins? It is at just such a time that God would have you remember your baptism. And not just that you were baptized, but what happened to you when those waters were applied in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Look at what God has declared about you. You were buried with Christ through your baptism. You were raised to new, born-again life through your baptism. If you have any doubt whatsoever, that your old man of sin truly was put to death, and that you have been given new life, then here at the waters of baptism you can put all your doubts to rest. You were baptized. This was done to you. You could not have screwed up your own baptism because it's not something that you did in the first place. God did it. God washed you. God killed you in the death of Christ, and God raised you from the dead in his resurrection. Through baptism, this work of God was done in you. The power of God truly has accomplished what God has promised in you, and there can be no doubt. So now, when you stand there plagued with the knowledge of the sin that you have willfully committed, you can think of your baptism and look at your old man of sin and say, that man of sin died with Christ. He really is dead. This is not who I am anymore. He died, but I arose. Now, I might not feel this. I might not have any reason to believe it in my flesh except for this fact, that I was baptized. And therefore, either God is a liar and his word is false, or I am a new creature who is dead to sin and alive unto God. Christ Jesus died for me. I died with him. My baptism proves it. I am no longer a slave of sin like I was before. Because Christ died unto sin once for all and was raised again to ever live to God. And therefore I did also. With this knowledge, you no longer have to be afraid. Only believe what God has accomplished in you by the death of Christ. Stop looking for proof in your flesh and believe what God tells you. Then by the power of his Spirit, you are more than conquerors over any temptation which can come at you. It is only when you stand alone, apart from Christ, that you can fail. Baptism has removed every obstacle and excuse to believe this, which Satan or your flesh could try to put up in the way. What a precious treasure baptism is. The water of death and life. Not only when you are a little child, but when you are old, and even when you are ready to depart this life. All life long, there is your baptism joining you to Jesus. It is for this reason that in addition to parents, we have witnesses who can testify to our little children when they are older that they were indeed baptized according to the command of Jesus in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You parents, and witnesses of this holy rite have a grave responsibility for this child as he grows, to testify to him of his baptism, so that in the hour of trial, he can hold firmly to the promise of life which was given to him by faith in Jesus Christ on this day. God bless this little child, and God bless you all who are baptized into the faith of Christ, with the comforting assurance that you too are no longer slaves to sin, but new creatures by the resurrection of Jesus. And may these waters ever continue among us, welcoming young and old into the house of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, receive these gifts which we offer unto thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and make them fruitful in performing the work of thy kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has created all things visible and invisible, grant us true faith by thy mighty word. Grant that we may see that man's chief end is to believe in thee, and in whom thou hast sent, even our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O Father, that thou hast not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. As thou hast spoken unto us through him, may we believe his word to our salvation, and find in him our motivation to do every good work, that we might please thee in all things. As thou hast given him a name above every name, may we give him our love, our praise, and our adoration. And as he lives and reigns forever, may we ever live together with him. O God of all grace, by thy Son, our Savior, sanctify us wholly, that in spirit and soul and body we may be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as thou wilt have all men to be saved and
come to the knowledge of the truth. Stir up thy church, and send men to preach the gospel at home and abroad. Endow them with the heart to pray, give and labor for the salvation of all men. We pray for all men, for all in authority, that they may have respect unto thy holy will. For all who know not Jesus as Savior, that they may hear and believe the gospel. For all who are in danger, that they may be preserved from harm. Grant that our homes may be tabernacles of thy Spirit. Make all who live there increase in love toward one another. Give to all mothers the grace of spiritual wisdom, and to all fathers the gift of a good conscience, to all children the spirit of obedience. Have mercy upon us this day, O Lord. Forgive our sins, strengthen the weak, correct the disobedient. Grant us thine aid in all trials of body and soul. These things we ask in the name of thy Son Jesus, who gave his life a ransom for us, that he might bring us unto thee. Amen. We sing hymn number 298.
Thank you.
observe the practice of close communion, and therefore we invite all members of our congregation to commune at this time, and we ask all others to refrain. To that end, let us continue with the liturgy on page 24. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross didst give salvation unto mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise by a tree be overcome through Christ our Lord, through whom with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, deliver us from evil. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of all your sins. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. We sing the Nunc Dimittis. Son into the flesh. We thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Sing him 301.
Prepared for immediately after here. It's not a full meal by any means, but we hope to stay in there. We don't usually find a lot of rolls, so you can.